The next item on the list was new business, and it's six motions at 10 minutes each. And I'll point out that it's, 10:24 on the East Coast, and we really need to go to closed session at a time certain of 10:30. So I'm afraid we're not going to get very far through this list. However, the first item that's on the new business is, as you all know, Aki Tanaka is a new director, and he was elected to replace Donald Goldmacher, who had been on the PNB Audit Committee and the PNB Elections Committee. And Lawrence has put forward a motion in response to this, and Susan Young made it in addition, which I incorporated in advance of the meeting, and the motion reads as follows. Move that, as a vacancy has opened on the PNB election and PNB audit committees for a director from KPFA, that the PNB conduct an election by email ballot using the usual procedures and tellers to fill the vacancy. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, James. McFadden. Is there any discussion of this motion?
Point of information?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
You're suggesting that we have a secret ballot, right?
Well, let me put it this way. If multiple people run, we would have to have a secret ballot. If only Aki Tanaka is running for those, and it can only be one of a small number of people, right, who are KPFA listener directors who would run for the KPFA. No, I'm sorry, KPFA directors who could run for the KPFA seats on these two committees. It's conceivable that if we got agreement that Aki was the only nominee, that we would elect him by acclamation. I think we could do that. I don't know that that violates the bylaws. Any discussion on that? Darlene, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Mostly I had a question. It sounded like originally you were saying anyone could run for the KPFA seats, and I just had that question.
I think the point is that any KPFA director could run for the KPFA seat. You know, with Donald's resignation, what was vacated was KPFA seats on those two committees. So it could be either type of director from KPFA.
Then I would ask to hear from Aki as to what committee or both committees he would like to run for.
Excellent point. Aki, would you like to respond?
Sure. I think that, I was on the audit committee in 2017 where I was the secretary. And this year I have been on the election committee as a KPFA LSB member. So I'm very familiar with both committees, and I would like to continue to serve on those two committees. Anyway, that's my statement.
Thanks, Aki.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
So do we need someone to nominate him, or are we going to ask if anybody else wants to run for those positions?
I think let's find out whether anybody else wants to run for those positions. I think Aki has just expressed his interest, and really technically, excuse me, we've got a motion on the floor that is this other motion. And I guess what we're doing in the course of this discussion is possibly not needing to vote on the motion if we get to the point where we're electing Aki.
May I be recognized?
Yeah, I hear you. I saw James McFadden's hand first. James McFadden, go ahead.
I think I'd be interested in running for the Elections Committee.
For what?
I would like to run for the Elections Committee.
Okay. So then, thank you. So then I think what we have to do is we really do have to do, the standard ballots and, get Terry Goodman to agree to, run a little election. Folks, we didn't I do not believe that anyone checked with Terry Goodman in advance to find out his availability to run an election. I'd like to make the election go as quickly as possible, you know, because it's important for KPFA to be represented on these committees and so with directors. So having said that, the motion doesn't specify dates or anything. It just says conduct an election by email ballot using the usual procedures and tellers to fill the vacancy. So is there further discussion of this motion that we need?
I'd like to speak.
Hang on. I did actually have Jim Sagerton raise his hand before, and now I see Susan and Aki too. So let me go to Jim Sagerton first.
What was the other committee, if I may ask, and then I have a nomination.
It's Audit Committee and Elections Committee.
I thought so. And James, you are on the Finance Committee, so you cannot serve on the Audit Committee. Is that correct?
That's what our bylaws say.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. So Susan and then Aki.
Yeah, I wanted to make a motion to amend that provides that Akio be named to the KPFA representative to the, or be elected a KPFA representative to the Audit Committee, as no secret ballot is needed, I believe. So I hope we can just complete that tonight.
And he runs unopposed.
That's an excellent point. Is there a second to Susan's motion?
James.
Second.
Thank you.
Don.
Are there any objections to, I'm sorry, Susan's amendment. I didn't mean to say Susan's motion. Are there any objections to Susan's amendment to effectively elect Akia by acclamation to the Audit Committee this evening and then have the email ballot be for the Elections Committee only? Any objections?
I object.
All right, then let's go to a vote on Susan's amendment to the motion.
Okay, so...
Can we please repeat the amendment? I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. The amendment, do you want to say it, Susan, or do you want me to say it?
The amendment is to... recognize Akio's election to the Audit Committee by virtue of being unopposed.
Point of order, Chair.
Go ahead, Jim Sagerton.
I think that, and I'll ask Mr. Tatum if I may, I think that if there are no other nominees, then you don't need a motion. It's just someone has nominated one person and that person has accepted and there are no other nominations, you don't need a motion. You declare it. It's by acclamation.
Mr. Tatum?
Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
That would be correct if it was not turned into an amendment. You would be absolutely correct. However, that whole process has been change to an amendment to a motion. So, therefore, it has to be done this way.
I understand. Thank you.
But my recollection, Mr. Tatum, is that if the body is okay to let go of it, we can...
If the body's okay to let go of Susan's amendment, are there any objections to letting go of Susan's amendment? Hearing none, we're letting go of Susan's amendment. Okay, now what I would...
I object to her letting go of her amendment. Didn't someone else say that they wanted to run also?
So hang on.
No.
Hang on. Sharon, what happened is that the way the motion read is that it was to cover both the PMB election and PMB audit committee. We've got someone who also wants to run for the election committee, so we would do a ballot for that. Susan's motion was to insert her amendment was to insert in the motion that Aki be acknowledged as having been elected by acclamation to the audit. The better way, so she withdrew that motion, or, you know, the body withdrew that motion, with the possible exception of your belated objection. But here's the point I'm trying to make. The correct way to deal with this is to make an amendment to this motion to say, remove audit committee from that motion, right? And then that, then what that means is then we're off to the races to hold an election for the KPFA seat for the elections committee. And then in a moment, we'll deal with a separate motion that I'm sure someone will make to have Aki be on the audit committee by acclamation. So that's my recommendation for how we proceed and stay on the correct side of Robert's rules without having to go to a vote because there's an objection to withdrawing Susan's amendment.
May I be recognized, Chair?
Yeah, hang on. I just asked if Sharon was on board with that. Because it accomplishes the same thing, I think.
Well, I'm not quite sure I'm on board with that yet because, you know, I don't know if other people want to join a vote or be a part of it also other than IKEA. It's like you're not even giving people a chance to decide to vote. They have to come ready to go with him or not, go with her, go with that person or not.
So here's what I think. Your point's well taken with the following exception. There are exactly four people who can run for this seat. Darlene, James McFadden, Aki, and
Mark
Van Landyte, who's actually not here this evening. And so, which is why I was slow to come up with his name. And so perhaps your point is well taken, Sharon, that we can't, complete this evening because Mark hasn't had a chance to make his preferences known on this.
Ben, may I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
I would like to vote up or down because I do not agree with some of the decisions of the majority of the KPFA on the speed that Aki agrees with that have been detrimental. So I would like to be able to put my vote on record whether I would support his nomination or not. Well, at this point, This is a strong objection to Aki because of his record and because of the vote that the KPFA on the speed took.
I'm going to call you out of order on that.
Okay, call me out of order. I'm out of now order, all right.
Now you're making it more of a personal thing, right? You can favor someone's election, but that...
Well, if it's personal that somebody would vote with a majority to deny the license of WBAI, then it's personal.
Lawrence, when you make statements like that, I would like you to be sure that you are absolutely spot on correct about them. I do not believe that that is the case. Okay. It is 10:30.
Again, spot on. And...
Lawrence, hang on.
Chair, point of order, Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Sager.
The speaker has not been recognized. I hope you could move on.
Yeah, so, okay, so what I'm trying to do is figure out how we're going to...
That wasn't a point of order, Chair. It's James being James.
I objected to the fact that you weren't recognized.
What I'm trying to do right now is... Okay, stop with the crosstalk. What I'm trying to do right now is figure out where the hell we are with this motion and how do we get on with, you know, how do we proceed? As I recall, Sharon objected to Susan's, withdrawal of the, of her amendment.
Request for information, Chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
Didn't you mention, since there's a KPFA director that's absent, that you were in order to postpone this to the next meeting?
I didn't actually say postpone to the next
meeting. No, I'm saying postpone.
Oh, okay.
I was checking that.
Except that you weren't recognized yet.
Point of information.
Teresa Allen, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. Go ahead.
We can't assume that Mark Van Landuyt wants to run for this position because he's not on the call tonight, right? Is that what's happening here?
I mean, I think the point is we can't assume. Let me put it this way. I was going to make the point before that because all four people who could run had made their preferences known, mm-hmm. that we could dispense with this issue this evening, except that Mark is not present. So we don't actually, I cannot make the claim that all four people who could possibly run for the seat have made their preferences known. And so what I know is that we have to have an election for the elections committee seat for KPFA. What I don't know is whether we have to have an election also for the audit committee seat for KPFA. So one thing we could do is pass this motion. I'm trying to explain our way out of this, right? That's, you know, stand with Robert's rules. The way out of the woods here is that, Sharon removes her objection to Susan's withdrawal of her, amendment. And let me finish. If Sharon is willing to withdraw her objection, then we can go forward with the motion as written. And the point is, what we will do is we will then have a little nominations window where Mark has the opportunity to be nominated, you know, to either or both of those seats. And then we hold the election. And if it turns out that Aki is the only candidate for the audit committee seat, well, then of course Aki will get elected to the audit committee seat. So that is the clearest way, you know, through this right now. So Sharon, are you willing to withdraw your objection to Susan's withdrawal of her amendment to the motion, to the original motion?
No.
All right, then we're going to a vote withdrawing Susan's withdrawal of her motion to amend.
Yeah, I have a substitute.
We have to go to the vote. That Sharon wouldn't withdraw her objection, and so that's what we're doing. That's what we have to do according to Robert's rules. Once we finish that, then there can be a substitute motion. But first, we have to do a vote. I know it's painful, but that's what we're going to do.
I just want to be very clear that what's being voted on now is Susan's withdrawal of her substitute motion. Is that correct?
Of her amendment to the original.
Of her withdrawal of amendment. Okay. So, everybody clear on what we're doing here. Teresa Allen.
I'm sorry, I am not clear because it seems to be there's like a double negative in the motion there.
There is.
Excuse me.
Yes. So there was the original motion. Susan made an amendment to the motion. And before we got all the way to approving that amendment, Susan decided to withdraw it, but it was already, you know, the body owned it because it had been seconded. Mm-hmm. And so this vote is whether this body is agreeing to withdraw Susan's amendment to the original motion. Do you want me to tell you what that amendment was? Do I need to remind people what the amendment was?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. The amendment was to basically say that as the only candidate for the audit committee, in effect, that Aki was effectively elected to the audit committee now, but there would be an election for the elections committee. See?
Okay. Yeah, by acclamation.
By acclamation, that Aki would have been elected by acclamation.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, this issue about double negative is absolutely correct. Someone could just make the motion again is the other way out of this. Exact same motion without objection, somebody can just make that motion again. So that's the other way to do it. That amendment again. I'm sorry. Anyone?
What? Make the motion again?
Wait. So the motion to amend?
Yes. The one that we keep going back and forth on, whether it's withdrawn or whether it's still in effect, okay, et cetera. Without objection, someone can just repeat the motion. The amendment. I keep saying motion. Someone can just put the motion, the amendment, back where it was.
Oh, we don't have to vote on the withdrawal. Okay. All right. Okay, got it. So, yes, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. That gets rid of the double negative.
Chair, I make that comment or whatever the hell it is. You know, I make that motion again.
The amendment, yeah.
The amendment, yes. So thank you. So the amendment is to add to the motion that Aki be, elected by acclamation to the audit committee this evening.
Correct.
Okay. Are there any objections to that amendment?
Yes. That there is.
All right. Then we're going to a vote on that amendment. And so now you're voting to amend the motion or not.
I hate to do
this. Right. Well, actually,
second.
Sharon to the snack.
Yeah, we're on the vote now.
Julie, I need a second on,
I'm sorry.
Motion.
Is there a second to Jim Dingman's motion? Thank you.
No.
No, you can't. No. Hang on, Sharon. You cannot answer the question, is there a second to the motion? With
I second.
Thank you, Marianne Martinez. Okay. This is just plain and simple Robert's rules, right? I'm not making this stuff up.
Chair, I have a request.
Lawrence, okay, I'm sorry. I want to go to the vote on this because it is now 11:46 and I'm starting to lose patience with how long these things that should have been simple are taking. Lawrence, what is your point? Quickly.
My point is that we have normally been able to ask candidates questions. I have a question I'd like to ask Aki before we move to acclamation.
He's not a candidate yet. The point,
the point of this motion
is that we will have an election. We have just set ourselves back a solid week or 2 weeks on filling this seat. Okay? All right. So, Teresa. Oh. I appreciate that you have a sense of humor, but could you mute me while you're laughing?
I'm sorry. I'm so personally confused.
Teresa, sorry. We got to move on.
I'm going to have to pass. I suggest that you let Susan Young vote first since it's hers, and I just don't know what we're doing here.
No. We are voting on the amendment to add electing Aki by acclamation to the original motion. So
I'm going to pass.
That's fair. Are you taking the roll call vote now, Marion?
As soon as I get, okay. The motion is to add to the original motion that Aki be elected by acclamation to the audit committee this evening. Is that
yes?
Correct? Okay. Everybody got that.
On second thought, Madam Chair, I'm going to say yes on this. Okay.
Was it Teresa? Is that you?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Jim Dingman.
Yes.
It's yes. Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin? Okay, I hear nothing. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Ray.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam.
No.
Votes no. Beth Van Gunten.
Abstain.
Abstains. Egberto Willis. Egberto? He appears to
He's be- gone.
He's gone. Okay. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Akio Tanaka.
I guess I'll abstain.
Abstains. We have, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's. The motion passes. Oh, I'm sorry, Julie. I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll abstain.
Okay.
And still the motion passes.
Can
you? Chair, request for information, Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So does that make Aki a candidate? And can I ask my question of the candidate?
No, he won.
No, he won. So that was, you know, that's...
Point of information.
Then you didn't allow me to ask the question.
So,
Point of information, isn't it the case that we just amended the amendment that was put forward and now we have to vote on that amendment? Mm-hmm. And we have to vote on the motion, which
we
was...
We have to vote on the motion.
We amended it, and now we're going to vote on it. And call the motion.
I've been saying Sharon could have said.
Well, but I think you've been muted. Okay, so I see Aki's hand. I heard Sharon, and I see Teresa Allen's hand. Aki, go ahead.
I'm gonna take my hand down. Sorry.
Okay, that's quite all right. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, it seems like this is like a undemocratic process that we are getting ready to embark on, because all the members from that station are not here to even put their names in the pot to vote. And then you're not allowing people to ask him any questions. It's like, you know, what is going on here?
So the reason I didn't, to directly answer your question, because that was not voting on him as a candidate, technically speaking, it was an amendment to the original motion, where the original motion was calling for an election.
Yeah, but you just said he won the election.
Well, because I didn't think people were going to vote that way, because I gave everybody a way out of the woods and people didn't take it. So I deeply apologize.
Madam Chair, may I speak for a minute?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
The people who are speaking now are assuming that the whole motion has passed. In other words, the main motion as amended has not passed yet. It's still a possibility of voting against, which means that you got to go back to the drawing board and there's no acclamation.
That is correct. So if people, we made the process more complicated by voting the way that we just did on that amendment. I thought I explained it fairly carefully to people, but obviously, you know, I'm not so good at stuff, you know, the later it gets, especially when it's now 10:53 and we have three important items on the closed-session agenda that we have to deal with. And we're dealing with those items tonight, period, right? Because they're all time sensitive. Aki, would you like to speak, or Lawrence, would you like to ask Aki a question?
Yes, Chair.
Before we vote on this final, motion.
Thank you for the deference, Chair. Appreciate it. My question to Aki is, Aki, were you present at your LSV when, the vote took place to support the petition to deny WBAI its license? And if you weren't there, do you support a motion like that your majority voted for?
You know, I do not recall.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your response, Aki?
I do not know what the motion was. I do not have, recollection of that?
Teresa Allen, then Lawrence. I'm sorry, Lawrence.
Okay.
Didn't mean to call.
So I asked my question. Thank you, Chair, for allowing me to ask.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, so my question is, if when we pass this motion, I'm assuming we have two nominations made for elections committee. Are we going to allow these candidates to make a statement?
We do actually have a meeting next week. So, what could happen is we could try to arrange, specific timing, so that we have a nominations close, at the beginning of next week's meeting, basically. So as part of next week's meeting, people can make statements. And so then people can make a fully informed vote. Otherwise, we could do it by email.
I just wanted to clarify, Aki has said something about his qualification or what he's done on the committees already. Mr. McFadden is on finance, but I'm not on that committee. He's on emergency management, programming, and strategic planning and personnel, already. So, there are no other committees that Aki can participate on at this point except these two.
That is correct.
Maybe he could get on development, task force if he wanted.
Well, the task force are open to everybody. So, okay. The point I'm trying to make here is that, the other thing is that we don't know Mark Van Landyke's preferences in terms of whether he would be interested in running. And so that's why there will be a nominations phase of this. And so, okay. So, we have to vote on the fully amended motion. And just to be clear, the effect of the motion now is that there would be an election for the elections committee from KPFA, but that there would not be an election for the audit committee seat, period. So, because that's what the amendment said. So, are there any objections to the motion?
Yes.
So, Marion, can we go to a vote then, please?
Chair.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. Aki, yes, your question.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that Lawrence Reyes, put in writing exactly the wording of what his question was and what the motion was so that, right now in course of this kind of a meeting to say what happened, you cannot really totally recollect what exactly was the motion. So would you put it in writing and put it cite it and then put a question about that so everybody knows what you're asking?
Chair, if I could just respond
briefly. Yes, go ahead, Lawrence. Yeah.
I'll be more than happy to gather that information for you, Aki. And maybe okay. James McFadden, since he was at the LSB meeting and he's a KPFA member, maybe he knows the motion.
Okay.
James, do you know?
Yeah, go ahead. Jim McFadden.
The motion was to whether to support Donald Goldmacher's efforts in support of the petition to deny WBAI its license.
Do you remember the date of the meeting, James McFadden?
Yeah, no, I have to look at my notes.
Okay, if you could share that date with Aki, he might be able to then...
Yeah. Also,
he was there or not.
I also put the full.
No, he was. He was absent. He was absent.
Yeah. Well, put the full wording of the motion too.
But the question was, Chair, whether he would have support if he wasn't there. My caveat to that question was whether he would support such a motion.
Point of order.
Hang on one second. You can ask Aki that question, but we're not using any more PNB meeting time for that question. And the reason I'm going to say that is it's, I don't know that it's specific to the, you know, filling the seat on the, audit committee. We have to move on, people. So we need to vote on the motion. The motion is, you know, as of now amended, because there was an objection. Marion, can you call the roll?
I can, but I need to find motion. Okay. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Dingaman.
Abstain.
I heard same. Did you mean
abstain,
yes?
Abstain.
I'm sorry. Abstain. Gotcha. Sue Goodwin.
She's not here.
She's not here.
She's gone.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Abstain.
Did you abstain?
Abstain.
Okay.
Abstain.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of echoing.
Yeah, yeah. Can I hang on 1 second? Can everybody who's not speaking please mute yourself so that Marion can hear people's responses? Thank you.
Okay. Evelia Jones.
Pass.
Passes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
I don't know. I think my microphone is off.
Nope.
Can you hear me?
It's on.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Sharon Salam.
No.
Votes no. Beth Van Gundman.
Abstain.
Abstains. Egberto is gone. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Are you abstaining?
No, well, yes.
You'll vote yes. Okay. And, whoops. That's what I, okay. Julie, do you choose to vote?
You had some passes too.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I had one pass. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Vote yes. Okay. I think we're good here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes, and 1, 2, 3 no's. Now, Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. With 10 yeses and 3 no's, the motion passes.
All right. We are at the point where we still have, hang on, I have to pull up my agenda. We still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 motions that are on the open session agenda, and it is 11:03, and we have not started the closed session, and we absolutely positively have to have a closed session this evening. I'm afraid we're not going to get to all 3 items on the closed session. I would entertain a motion, basically because I think we have to. I would entertain a motion to postpone the remaining items that are on the open session agenda to the next meeting. Oops.
So moved.
James, so moved. Second.
Chair, request for information.
I can't.
Does anybody need to help, Julie?
No, it's okay. I can.
Can I ask a question, Chair?
No. Julie's moving.
It's in regards to the next meeting, which is scheduled for.
It is for 1 week for tonight.
Okay, good. So I support that postponement.
Is there a second? So are you making the motion, Lawrence?
I thought the motion was already made.
No, I made the motion and Jim Sagerton second.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you guys, because I freaking unplugged my computer on myself. So, okay. So, we're on the motion now. So, are there any objections to the motion to, postpone these items to next week? Hearing no objection.
Chair, just a quick question. Those items are executive session items or open session items?
No, these are all open session items. I think they are.
Can you mention them for the stream?
God, Lawrence, that'll take like half an hour. I'm totally serious. It's like three pages of motions. Give me
just
a second.
Just a preamble, Chair.
Hang on. One has to do with the KPFT LSB composition dispute. One is, a motion from Jim Dingman about, 95% of our revenue is from listener members. And authorizes, GM's PDs and the ED to take measures to begin correcting issues. I skipped over what the issues are. Then there are three motions from the elections committee. 1, 2, 3. And then there's a fourth motion listed at the bottom, fourth, fifth, whatever, sixth motion listed at the bottom. But it is, a motion that Susan Young made that we agreed to postpone till September. But so as not to lose track of it, it's still at the bottom of the agenda, but it's been postponed till September. So,
and the notice motion, that are we still going to hear that in closed session? Or?
Well, if we ever get to closed session.
Okay.
Right. Are there any objections to the motion to basically postpone all these items until next week and next week, period. Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, that motion passes. That means we are, sorry, I have to go back. That means we are at the item on the agenda of, adjourning to closed session at a time certain of 10:30, and though it's 11:07 PM now. Is there a motion to adjourn to closed session?
So moved. Second.
I move to adjourn to a closed session.
Thank you. I heard Susan Young first and Lawrence seconded. Any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none. At 11:07 PM, we are adjourned.